This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Labor Day marks the end of summer and one of the busiest camping weekends of the year. Popular campsites often fill up months and months in advance, which got some entrepreneurs thinking, why not come up with a way to let folks camp on private land? Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker reports.
Michael D'Agostino just wanted to get away for a relaxing weekend. A couple years ago, he was working in finance in New York City. He and his wife drove to New Jersey and got the last campsite at a state campground.
And we were across the car track from 40 or more people who were having a Wiccan party on the night of the full moon.
He remembers people dressed in robes drinking mead under a disco ball.
It was like camping in Times Square.
The next morning, exhausted, they headed back to New York.
But on the way there, we saw a beautiful farm. And I said to my wife, man, if only we could go camping there. And then it sort of hit me like a lightning bolt. What if we could go camping there?
From that aha moment came his company, Tenter. It allows people to book fully equipped campsites on private farms and rural homesteads from southern Maine to eastern Pennsylvania. On the other side of the country, Alyssa Ravasio had a similar inspiration. She started her website, Hip Camp, at first just to help people figure out where to camp.
But what I learned through doing that really quickly was that there was this bigger underlying problem, which was that all the campgrounds are booked.
She, too, had the idea to try to unlock access to private land for campers. At first, she says it was a slog to sign up landowners. But Hip Camp now has about 15,000 campsite hosts, up from just a couple thousand last year. People like Blake Romanesco.
We are here at my land that I called Trembling Gardens. It's the name. 5 acres. Most of it is swamp and marsh.
This site, about 10 minutes outside Duluth, Minnesota, is not for those who don't want to rough it. The hike in is through a muddy swamp. He just had his first campers the day before I visited.
There's space for a tent, table, chairs, got some tiki torches, a little fire pit.
Hip Camp and Tenter are bringing the sharing economy to the backcountry. They make money by taking a 10 to 20% cut of booking fees. Camp hosts set their own prices, and they vary. Romanesco charges $20. The average Tenter site costs around $120, but that includes a canvas tent, a bed, and other amenities. D'Agostino says some camp keepers, as he calls them, will make $12,000 this year. But landowners like Adam Lindquist also have another motivation. He rents out 2 campsites for $25 each on his small vineyard about an hour south of Minneapolis.
It's a really neat thing. It's a wonderful way to, again, you know, to share the land, to get people to out. You know, my whole philosophy is get out and use it.
Lindquist doesn't just talk the talk. His day job? He's Teddy Roosevelt. Seriously. He impersonates the former president and public lands champion and travels the country lobbying for conservation causes.
As Roosevelt himself said, man was not meant to be an oyster. Go explore. Go have fun.
And now more and more you can do that on private land. Both Tenter and Hip Camp are quickly adding new listings, trying to cash in on the more than 40 million Americans who camp every year. So what do public landowners think of these venture capital-backed upstarts? Pat Arndt with Minnesota State Parks says bring them on.
I think the more camping options we have in Minnesota, the more people will have out camping.
She says she's not too worried about the new competition, at least not yet. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.